So Omle, he said, back to him, no, on top of that, Yudbeis. Omle, he said, Mikarinim, Bey, do we call the Pasuk of Kiyarchot Mimcha Hamokum Vizavachta? Because the Pshat is that by Chulin is, the Pasuk says he's supposed to shecht it outside the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, if you bring it inside, you chayiv. But this behemah now, you can't shecht outside because the mother is a shlomim. So since you can't shecht the berichuk machim, the place to shecht it is inside the Beis Hamikdash. Shabshit, you're not over in Avera. Rashi says the mahosam nafkulon the yos lishkot chulim bazara. The dashinu vidashin berichuk machim atazaveich far away, but vi atazaveich bekiruv machim biazara. So here, since you can't shecht it outside, pshit, there's no issue to shecht it inside. Now, a similar shalah would be boy minay abayim or Rabbi Yosef. Abayim is another shalah from Rabbi Yosef. What's going to be he chulin of vlad shlomim? Let's say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you could be maktish the uber, or according to Maskanim, or even according to Bapoda, where the mother was a tam and the uber is a tam, you could be maktish the uber. So let's say you're only maktish the uber, the fetus, to be a korban shlomim, and the mother, the cow itself, you left to be chulin. And v'shochotov achut, you took this cow and shechted it outside the Beis Hamikdash. Maho, il diranissa of shchitas kotshim bachutz. Mi mechayiv olay mishem shchute chutz. Are you chayiv? Because when you shecht the mother now bachutz, that shchit also helps for the uber, for the fetus, and the fetus is a korban. So who is considered like you shecht in the korban bachutz? So I over the aver of shchute chutz or not. Oiloi. Olay said back to him, no. Mi karinabe, do we call this postik on this type of a behemoth? That says v'aviyim l'Hashem that you're supposed to bring it inside. Because yes, the shchut echutz is if there's a mitzvah to shecht it inside. Now if you shecht it outside the azara, you chayiv. But over here, this cow, there's no mitzvah to bring it inside. Since the cow itself, the mother itself, is chulin, you can't bring it inside. So pshita, there's no avera for shechting it outside. Now lishnachrin, another lashon is omla yenta back like this. Roll the pesach koyim ma'id chayovim alof pachutz. Only a korban that's fit to be brought inside the Beis Hamikdash. Then you shecht it outside, then you chayiv. But over here, since it's not fit to be brought inside, therefore, there's no issue shechting it outside. Senech Nami, this mother, you're allowed to shecht outside, even though the mice of the shechit is being done on the shlomim, the uber, the shlomim. But since you can't shecht it inside, there's no issue shechting it outside.
Yeah, Mishnah says now, Ye'en ha-meduma medama elu lefi cheshbin. Meduma, that means if you have truma, that falls into chulin. Let's say you have one apple of truma that falls into other truma, other chulin. So lochur is if it falls into 100 times, it's bottle b'roiv. If one apple of truma falls into 100 apples of chulin, so it's bottle. But if it falls into less than 100, then it makes those things asa. That's called meduma. So Mishnah says now en hameduma is medam elu lefi cheshbon. Now from this segment, this mixture now falls into something else, it only asks according to how much truma was in the first bunch. Like Rashi says, the Gemara will explain exactly what it means. A similar locker is v'yein ha-mechumetz mechametz elu lefi cheshbon. Same similar thing also. We have a dough that was made from sourdough of truma. So the first dough, you put some sourdough of truma in there, and it made that dough rise. And now you take from this dough and make another dough rise. So in the second dough, how much of the dough do you have to have against that first piece that comes in? So not that the whole piece is like chomet, is like truma, because it was only a little bit of truma that went in there that made it rise. So it's only lefi cheshbon, we'll see in the Gemara. But like Rashi says on this, Hamechumetz mechametz elu v'cheshbon means iseh shechulin. You had a dough made out of flour from chulin. Shenischamtza b'sor shel truma. A little bit of sourdough of truma went into this dough to make it rise. So reikul asur. The locker is the whole dough becomes us. It's not bottle because it made it rise. Now v'imnofel miyose isa. If from part of this dough now falls into another dough, shechulin v'chimtzasa. And this small piece now makes that big dough rise. The piece that falls in now only makes the dough awesome. El lefi cheshbon sar truma shemuruv bo. Only according to how much truma really was in the first dough, not that whole piece. Yel lefi cheshbon sar truma shemuruv bo kloima. Im nof lebisach reina, it falls into the second dough from the first dough. Sheer godel, a big piece. Kol kach shehei boy misor shal truma shneschamtzu mimenu. That enough of the dough of truma that first fell in would be in this piece now that the true Meshaboy would make the second one rise, then it'd be Yosa. But if not, then it's bottle and it doesn't ask for the second dough. So that's called Eina Mechumetz Mechametz Alufi Cheshbin. And it's similar also V'yein HaMayim Shuvim. Mayim Shuvim is water that you fetched, a person fetched with a kli. So we know it passes the mikvah. But the Mishnah says it only Eina HaMayim Shuvim person Mese Mikvah Alufi Cheshbin. Only according to a certain cheshbin, a certain amount. So see in the Gemara exactly what we're talking about, what type of amount, how does Mayim Shuvim pass on the mikvah. Like this, usually the loch is that before you have a complete mikvah 40 saw, if you have three lugim of Mayim Shuvim fall in, that passes the mikvah. So see in the Gemara what the Mishnah means, the fi cheshbin. Another loch is V'ein Mechatis. The loch of Mechatis, and you have the ashes of the paradum which you throw into water, into Mayim Chayim. It's only at the time when you throw the ashes into the water that makes a kiddush. In other words, first you have to have water in the kli, mayim chayim, that you fetch the well water, and then you throw the ashes of the paradum into the water, that's makadosh the water. And not the opposite way, not if you first put the ashes into the kli and then pour the water. But rather you have to have the water first and then the ashes. Another locher is v'yein beis hapras, oisin beis hapras. Beis HaPras, that's if you had a field, that there was a kever, somebody was buried there, and you plowed over the field. So the whole field now is a suffix, maybe some bones of the mace is on that field. The locher is, if you had one field like that, and then you plowed another field next to it, so the fields around it do not get the locher of Beis HaPras also. That's called one Beis HaPras cannot make another Beis HaPras. The Rashi says, min sode shenechresh bo kever. Yeah, a field that you plowed through one grave there, so that sod becomes asa, but the fields around it do not become asa. By then the Mishnah says the yain truma acha truma. Once you take truma off from your peiris, so that's it. It becomes chulin. If you take a second time truma, you can't do that. You can't take truma after you took truma once. Like once you take off even a little bit of the peiris, so that little bit makes it. There's no more truma here. So you can't take off a second time. And v'yein tumura oisa tumura. So look at it to us. If you make tumura once on a korban, you take your behemoth chulin next to the behemoth kachim and say zu tachazu. So the behemoth chulin becomes kaddish with the kedusha's tumura. But now you can't take another behemoth chulin next to this tumura and take the kedusha off it. That's called one tumura cannot make another tumura. V'loi havlad oisa tumura. A vlad kachim means if you makdish a cow, and then the cow becomes pregnant, and it gives birth, so that Vlad also has Kedusha. But the Vlad, you cannot make Tmura from the Vlad. Since you are not Maktish the Vlad by itself, it's Kaddish automatically by itself, it's not called Kedusha Saper, it can't make Tmura. This Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, have Vlad Isa Tmura, yes, you could make Tmura from the Vlad. The mice of the Vlad now is Kaddish, has Kedusha Saguf on it. So therefore, if you take another behemoth chulu next to it, you could say zu tachazu. On this omru loy, the chomer said back, and the chomer says back to you to know omru loy hegdish oisa tmura. Only something you amatish chur means the peh could make truma, but v'yena vlad oisa tmura. But the vlad right now, since it's not a kedushas peh, that cannot make tmura. Now the Gemara says, Man Tana, who's the Tana at the beginning of the Mishnah that says, Eina Maduma Madam Elo Lefi Cheshbon, who is that Tana? Some Rab Chia Barabba, Rab Yechanon, the Loik Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The Tana, we learn like this, that saw shel truma, shenofla lepochos mimeya chulin. One saw, one barrel of truma, fell into a lot of chulin, but there's less than 100 times of the chulin. Therefore, we need to mold. The whole thing becomes awesome. The Rabbanan Pasha, it's awesome, it's not bottle brayv. Now, for Nofel Min HaMeduma, some of this mixture now, a few of these apples now, fall, L'mokam Acher, into another place. So Rebbe Lezer says, Medama Kitruma Vadai. These apples that fall out of here, since it has a Din Meduma on it, we consider as if it's Mamash Vadai Truma. And when it falls into like to another pile, it only become bottle if you have 100 times as much as what falls in. And like the Gemara says, why in the parentheses, what's the Hezbin Reb Lezer? Shanyah, because I have to say Lechurma to say that so shenoflu hishalsa, that the saw of Truma that fell in here, when you take out one saw, maybe that whole saw is exactly the Truma that fell in. Therefore, you have to go Lechurma to say whatever comes out now and falls someplace else, you need 100 times as much as that to be Mavatlet. However, the Chomer, say, like it says in our Mishnah, no, ain medamas elo lifi cheshbon shebo, no. So again, if this one barrel of truma fell in, let's say, to 50 barrels of truma, so it comes out right now, 1/50th is truma. So if one barrel out of these now falls someplace else, so only 1/50th really is truma. So all you have to have is 100 times over that 1/50th that fell in. You don't need to have 100 times this barrel that falls in. That's what the Mishnah means. Ein hamaduma medam elo lefi cheshbon. Only according to how much actually truma there is in this barrel now, do you need connected in the second pile. Then the Mishnah says, ein hamachumitz mechametz elo lefi cheshbon. So again, the Gemara says, Omer Rababa, Omer Rab Yechanan, mas nisim delek Reb Eliezer. Our Mishnah is not like Reb Eliezer. It's not, we're not like this. Saor shel chulin v'shel truma shenoflu toichisa. You had some sourdough, both from chulin and from truma, that fell into this dough, and together it made it rise. V'loy bozek de lahachmitz, v'loy bozek de lahachmitz. Neither by itself was enough. There was not enough sourdough of chulin or of truma by itself to make it rise, but rather it rise together. Both work together. This is called zebezegurim. You have two things causing it to rise. Then it's tarif went together, it worked together, v'chimtzu, and it made a chametz. So Reb Eliezer, Reb Eliezer said, the locher is, acher, achron, anibo. I go after the last thing that fell in. If the last thing that fell in was truma, it's also. If the last thing that fell in was chulin, it's muta. V'chachom marm nechom say, v'chachom moimrim, bein shenofal issa l'chatilo, whether what fell in first was the issa, or bein shenofal issa b'soiv, where the last thing we fell in is this, doesn't make a nafchemina. The yoylam ain't osar elo, la oylam ain't osar atchiyeh b'kadeh l'hachmetz. It's only yosef, if the original dough which fell in, the sourdough of truma, it by itself can make it chametz. Then we say it's osar. But if it by itself cannot make it rise, it's only with the help of the other thing, then we say like zeh v'zeh gurim is muta. And really, the reason why Mishnah is not like Reb Lezer, because the Gemara Rashi brings down, the Gemara Psachim really learns out, that Reb Lezer says you go after the last thing, that's only where you went fast and took out the Issa. But, in other words, first this some sourdough of Shuma fell in, and then the Chulin fell in. So we say, if you later take out the sourdough of Shuma, then it becomes Mutta. But if you'd leave both of them there, then it's always Asa. Because Reb Lezer's Shita is, Zev is Egerim is Asa. Meaning to say again, when these two sourdoughs fell into this big dough, even though the amount of truma that fell in is not enough to make it chametz, still, zev is a germ is awesome. Since the truma and the chulun work together, when two things work together, zev is a germ is also, according to Reb Lezer. So that's why our Mishnah is not like Reb Lezer. Our Mishnah says that the chametz is only kidei lefi cheshbon. Meaning to say, you have to make sure that the amount of truma that fell in here now, in the second pile, is enough by itself to make it chametz. But according to Reb Lezer, you would not need that. He holds Zev as a Germ is also, even if only a little bit fell in. Even though you need the Chulin to make it also rise. But if it works together, that's also awesome. So Kitz HaMishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Then the Mishnah says, V'yein ha'mayim shuvim poistam es ha'mik fellu l'fi cheshbon. So what does that mean? Mantan, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Omer Rabbi Chi of Arab, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Again, not like Reb Lezer, like we said before, this is a different person. This is Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Mishnah goes like him. The Tanan would learn like this. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer. Mikvo shiyesh poi eschrim v'yachaso megishomen. You have a mikvah that you started to fill it up already with kosher rainwater, and you have already more than half of the mikvah. You have 21 saw. You need 40 saw to make the mikvah. So you have already rave of the mikvah with mayim sherim. So locher is now, how do you fill up the rest? If you want to, is mamala v'kesef, you can mamash take on your shoulders, like have mayim shuvim, fetch water. Tisha esrei so, another 19 so you could fetch, and carry it on your shoulders. Opoiska l'mikvah. Opoiska means you have to let it like run into the mikveh, not pour it in, but rather Rashi says make a hole near the mikveh and pour the water into that hole, and then the water would roll along the ground. That's called hamshocha. If the water rolls on the ground, that's also a mitar and makes the mayim shuvim, that the mikveh becomes kosher. That's called the Peskul Mikveh. Let this water be mamshech, roll along the ground into the